From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Kenya's President Uhuru Kenyatta and his running mate William Ruto were back on the campaign trail Saturday, a day after the Supreme Court of Kenya annulled their recent election victory. Both Kenyatta and his running mate have been critical of the Supreme Court decision, calling the judges thugs, although they have said they will also respect the court's decision. Kenyatta has urged his supporters to come out in large numbers to vote so that they can finally send opposition leader Raila Odinga home. Human rights activist Lilian Tintori is the wife of Venezuela's best-known detained political leader, Leopoldo Lopez. On Saturday, she said she had been barred from flying out of the country and summoned to a court hearing over cash found in her vehicle.
Nicolás Maduro y su gobierno conocía.
Nicolás Maduro and his government knew about this tour. That's why I'm sure of the whole thing they are trying to stage in my house, and they try to unfairly accuse me as just an excuse for me not to leave the country.
Injustamente solo para buscar una excusa de que no saliera del país.
Tintori often travels abroad to campaign against President Nicolas Maduro's socialist government and denounce human rights abuses. Cambodian police have arrested the leader of the country's main opposition political party, Kem Sokha. The arrest was made early Sunday. His daughter said more than 100 police officers arrived at his home around midnight and took him away in handcuffs. The government said in a statement that it had evidence indicating Kem Sokha had conspired with foreign powers against Cambodia and called the actions treason. For additional information, follow Voice of America on social media. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump thanked U.S. troops and singled out the U.S. Coast Guard for praise during his second visit to Texas following Hurricane Harvey.
I want to congratulate you, you guys, the Army guys. This has been, it's brutal what's been up there, but you have done so much for the services and for the respect, and the whole world is watching. The whole world is watching.
The President and First Lady are also visiting Louisiana. Harvey is blamed for at least 43 deaths and is believed to have damaged at least 156,000 dwellings in Harris County, Texas. The American Red Cross said more than 17,000 people have sought refuge in Texas shelters, like the one Trump visited Saturday. The White House has asked Congress to approve $7.9 billion U.S. dollars in Harvey relief as a down payment when legislators return to Washington on Tuesday. The United Nations Children Fund says that nearly 16 million children are in urgent need of life-saving support as a result of catastrophic flooding that has ravaged South Asia. UNICEF said the devastating floods have claimed nearly 1,300 lives and affected more than 45 million people since mid-August. Ramesh is a resident in one of the affected towns and shares some of the difficulties he and others face.
Bhubaneswar is the smart city of, it is the number one smart city, but you can see the scenario over here that it's full of water, and it's very tough for us, in these days, if there is any medical emergency, if there is anything which is very urgent, we can't even get out of our room.
Experts say that as they look at the damage, it has become clear South Asian governments were poorly prepared for the annual monsoons. Thousands of Rohingya Muslims continue to pour into Bangladesh. Bill Gallo has more.
Myanmar's military said Friday that almost 400 people died in recent violence in the western state of Rakhine, triggered by attacks on security forces by insurgents from the Rohingya ethnic minority. Both sides accuse the other of atrocities as tens of thousands of Rohingya flee to Bangladesh. Most of Myanmar's estimated 1 million Rohingya live in northern Rakhine state. They face severe persecution, with the government refusing to recognize them as a legitimate native ethnic minority, leaving them without citizenship and basic rights.
The United Nations say at least 60,000 people have fled from Myanmar into Bangladesh, most Rohingya. Russia's foreign ministry has accused the FBI of planning a search of its San Francisco consulate on Saturday after the U.S. ordered its closure. A spokeswoman for the ministry said the search, which the United States has not confirmed, would create a direct threat to the security of Russian citizens. On Thursday, the United States ordered Russia to close its consulate in San Francisco and two other annexes by the weekend. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.